And let's now get to our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Pat, Madison, Mississippi.
Dateline.
The site of, count them, 4 of 5 Fall Series riveting edge-of-your-seat events here during the PGA Tour's Fall Series. Unfortunately for the folks in Madison, Mississippi, PGA Tour officials have canceled the weather-stricken Viking Classic. They did it yesterday because of unplayable course conditions. There will be no makeup to date, and players will move on to the final Fall Series event of the season this coming week. Actually, they take a week off next week, November 12th through the 15th. The Children's Miracle Network Classic in Orlando. I think perhaps the reason they're taking a week off is because the WGC event in China, where Tiger and Phil, all the world's biggest players, are going to be out in China starting tomorrow for the WGC event. Annandale Golf Club received 2 inches of rain overnight Friday and Saturday, completely soaking an already marginal course that had areas of standing water and large tracts of mud. Madison had received over 20 inches of rain the past 6 weeks. There had been hope officials might shorten the tournament to 54 holes and play next week or weekend, but groundskeepers didn't believe the course would dry that quickly. Slugger White, PGA Tour VP of Rules and Competition, said Commissioner Tim Fincham had asked the board for permission to play a 36-hole tournament as early as this past Monday, but they were unsuccessful in that. This is the first time a tournament has been canceled outright because of weather on the PGA Tour since the 1996 AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. Now, here's the kicker in this story. Listen to this sentence very closely. The Viking Classic was important for a few dozen players who are chasing tour cards for the 2010 season. A few dozen players. That's all it was important for, Pat. Who else cares about the damn Fall Series?
Where do you want me to start on this one, Russ? First of all, you know, just like we've been talking about forever here, it's too much golf. There's too much of these types of tournaments, the Turning Stone, the Fry's Open, all this other stuff that nobody really cares about, and I think it diminishes the golf product that is out there. Now, with that said, this is absolutely ridiculous that they can't get this tournament in. Now, you and I agree that it's ridiculous. There's a lot too much golf, blah, blah, blah. But for the folks at Madison, Mississippi, where I don't even know where that is, I am sure that this is probably the biggest event that happens in Madison for the whole year. So you're canceling a tournament that has an economic impact to these people that they look forward to the whole year. You figure out a way to get this tournament in. If it can't be at this golf course, I'm sure there's a nearby golf course, although I don't know in Madison, but I'm sure there's got to be somewhere
Biloxi
around there that they can get it
Stark.
Get it into some kind of shape in a couple days and have the tournament start on Tuesday and end on Thursday or whatever you want to do. You just mentioned there isn't even a tournament next week. They're going to have, some of these guys might be playing in the China event, but for the most part, most of them are not. So they don't have anything to do next week. I just think from a economic standpoint for the people of this town, this is probably a huge blow for these guys to just sort of snap their fingers and say, ah, we're just not going to play it. That shows you how ridiculous, in my opinion, all of these Fall Series are. If they can just snap their fingers and basically say, oh, we're not going to, basically because nobody cares anyway.
Right. You know when there's like hurricane warnings or tornado warnings in towns and all unessential employees can go home? This is what this tournament is. This is an unessential employee for the PGA Tour. If it can be canceled this easily, it shouldn't have probably been scheduled in the first place.
And you mentioned those other players. That's legitimate. That is the one legitimate thing about this Fall Series are these guys trying to get enough money. And I'm not talking about the Davis Loves and those types of players
Justin
that
Leonard's,
use these right. to boost
revive
themselves.
Their careers.
We can have another discussion on that. But the guys that are battling, legitimately battling, and they don't have a chance really to accumulate money during the regular season because they're going against, you know, veteran type players. This is their opportunity to pad those bank accounts so that they can get into the tour events for next year. So there's so many levels that this really bugs me that they're just going to sort of say, hey, we're not going to play it because we don't think the course is going to be in shape. Again, find another course that is in shape or go to Tuesday, you know, through Friday or whatever you got to do. There isn't a tournament next week. I think this is absolutely ridiculous.
I agree, Pat. You know, my biggest question is what happens now to Viking, the company that put up somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 to $5 million to sponsor this event. They put up that huge chunk of change expecting a 72-hole stroke play event this week that would culminate at some point today with somebody holding a trophy. That's not going to happen. Do they get a refund?
Well, I would imagine they do. I imagine that's got to be worked out. But I'll tell you this. If I was Viking and I had any say, which I would feel like I would have a say in this, they would be playing this tournament. They would find a way to play this tournament. I would not just allow to be like, all right, I guess we're just going to wipe it out and give us our money back. I maybe Viking needs the money, and you know that maybe they wanted it to get wiped out or whatever. But if they were, you know, sort of a business that really puts stock in putting their name on something like this, to have it canceled, it's a stigma that I don't think I'd want to be. I have my business associated with something like, oh, you're the last event to get canceled on the PGA Tour because they just found that they didn't think they could get the course in shape because they've had some rain. It's like you said, if they had a hurricane and wiped everything out or whatever, that's a different story. We're talking about rain here. You need to find a course that can deal with rain and get this tournament in.
So unfortunately, this morning we do not have a PGA Tour event with which to look at these scores and results for our Tire Kingdom leaderboard report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom, service, brakes, batteries, and more. Does Tire Kingdom get a refund? Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. But have no fear. We do want to give you some results from the world of sports, so we'll have to look elsewhere. Pat, we'll start in baseball. World Series game number 3 last night in your hometown
of
Philadelphia.
You have to bring this up, Russ. You have to bring it up.
Pat, in a matchup that I predicted two months ago, on these very airwaves, I told you, my friend, that our two teams, the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Phillies, would be squaring off in the World Series. That has come to fruition. Game number 3 last night, Yankees on the winning end, thanks to a phenomenal Andy Pettitte effort. A-Rod going yard. He was 0-for-8 through the first two games of the World Series. He hits a dinger last night. It was originally called a double, but the umpires got together, called it a home run. Yankees win 8-5, take a 2-1 series lead. Game number 4 tonight with CC Sabathia on the mound for the New York Yankees.
Phillies are in a little bit of trouble. I'm going to say that right now. As for last night's game, Russ, I talked a little bit baseball sort of here and there. Cole Hamels, for whatever reason, and this amazes me that the Phillies are even back in the World Series. If you think about it, Cole Hamels, the absolute star of the whole team last year and the real star, I think he was the World Series MVP last year, was absolutely dominating in the postseason last year. He's been, in my opinion, just average to below average this year, and same thing for the playoffs, and they've somehow made it to the World Series. That on top of the fact that Brad Lynch has been horrible for the most part as their closer. Now, he's played okay in the couple games that he's been in the postseason so far, but absolutely horrible, in my opinion, blowing 8 or 9 saves, something ridiculous, during the regular season as your number one closer after not blowing a save all last year. So those two guys, two important cogs in your pitching wheel, have been fallen off the face of the earth, and the Phillies somehow still made it to the World Series. So with all that said, Cole Hamels is good for about 4 innings, Russ. That's it. I don't know why, but Charlie Manuel should understand that. And J.A. Happ or Blanton or somebody else should be in the bullpen ready to go, because that's all he's got. And that was true to form again last night. Everybody wants to talk about the A-Rod hitting the camera. I don't think that means anything. All right, it would have been second and third instead of a home run. But the way Hamels is pitching, he gave up a hit to Andy Pettitte, for God's sake. So, I mean,
Pettitte had an RBI.
I know.
He drove in a run as well, not only got a
so
hit.
So that didn't matter. He was going to get shelled no matter what. I just think, you know, I understand you want to go with guys that got you there, and maybe you want to try and hope that some of that magic comes back, like it has sort of for Lidge a little bit. But Hamels is getting the ball up, Russ. If you watch him pitch, instead of his ball sinking like it normally does, it's getting up in the strike zone, and guys are just teeing off on that. So, the bad thing is, in a way for the Phillies, I think if this series somehow does go 7 games, Cole will be up to pitch
right.
that 7th game,
and
that ain't going to be good.
Right, and going against CC Sabathia in the Bronx if there is indeed a Game 7. My prediction for the rest of the series, Sabathia wins tonight. Cliff Lee wins Game 5 because he's the best thing the Phillies have going for them. The Phillies send the series back to the Bronx, and either Pettitte clinches it in Game 6, or Sabathia wins it for the Yankees in Game 7. So, in my mind, no doubt Yankees win this series. The question is, do they win it in 6 or 7 in the Bronx?